The story that simply will not go away continues. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston, will he or will he not be charged, formally charged with sexual assault? He has been accused of that, and the story continues. Yesterday, Thursday, Florida State attorney who is investigating the allegations against him met with the accuser, according to people familiar with the situation in a report by ESPN.com. And also, Jameis Winston's attorney has also decried any leaking of information, such as DNA found at the scene, as we talked about several days ago, as expected, and he said it would not impact the defense of Mr. Winston in this case. So it is interesting to watch this unfold, and what does it mean? How does it impact the Heisman race? That is a question that a lot of people want answered. And I think right now, I would say that Mr. Johnny Manziel is the Heisman frontrunner, and it's hard to argue with that, because you look at the Winston situation and the uncertainty surrounding his status, whether he will play in these next couple of games, which I think, by the way, Florida State could probably win them all. Maybe the ACC championship game could give them some trouble, but probably win them all if Winston is not aboard. But it will certainly be a much different story if the national championship is on the line and Winston is not available. And how would voters vote? If you have a vote in the coaches poll or the Harris poll, and you know Jameis Winston is not going to play in the national championship game, but you also know that Florida State ran through their schedule 12-0, went to the ACC championship game and knocked off a Duke, or Miami, Virginia Tech, whoever represents the Coastal Division, could you put Florida State in that game? That is a very difficult question to answer, and probably one that voters do not want to be faced with, in which case I think you would see a groundswell toward both Ohio State and Baylor, but the two could cancel each other out and could negate each other. Now, that's obviously assuming that Alabama beats Auburn. If Alabama does not beat Auburn, then Florida State and then Ohio State and Baylor would be vying for the second spot. Unless one of those lost, and if both of them lost, then you really have a mess. You have Auburn as a one-loss team. If they were to win the conference, I think they would have the best resume of any other one-loss team, and very difficult to keep them out. But a lot of things to consider surrounding the Jameis Winston situation, the quarterback, outstanding quarterback at Florida State, and will he or will he not be charged with this crime. But it is a weekend of college football. Last night, Rutgers was downed 41-17 by number 18, Central Florida. The Golden Knights are cruising along to what looks to be a BCS bid at the end of the year. We will see if they can actually achieve that. But here is your lineup, and I'll make predictions on the games as we head into Saturday. It's a fairly interesting week of college football. It's certainly not going to be as good as next week, but it's better than last week, for sure. Michigan State, number 13, plays Northwestern. They are traveling to Northwestern. This is 11 o'clock on ESPN. I believe Michigan State can win this game and will win this game. They are plodding along quite nicely, boasting the nation's best defense in several categories. And Northwestern has been an upset team this year at times, but they have also lost big at others. Number 20, Oklahoma is at Kansas State. I like the way Oklahoma played last week. I realized they were at home against Iowa State, but I really thought they showed they can be a dominant team. And I look for them to win again this week, although Kansas State has been on a roll lately. And it would not surprise me at all if Bill Snyder's team can pull off the victory there at home. That game's at 11 o'clock in the morning on Fox Sports 1. These times are central. The number one team, Alabama, hosts Chattanooga. Number two team, Florida State, hosts Idaho. The number three team, Ohio State, hosts Indiana. This game's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2. I do not believe Ohio State will have any problem with Indiana. Last week they gave up 35 points, the Buckeyes did, to Illinois. We know Indiana's offense has had some moments this year where they've looked really good. The question is, and last week, by the way, they were beaten 51-3 by Wisconsin. Wisconsin, by the way, is on a roll. So can Ohio State shut Indiana down? I think the biggest question about Ohio State that needs to be answered right now is their defense. And I think the score will not matter to the extent of how much Ohio State scores, but when it comes to how much their defense gives up, I think that's going to be something a lot of people are looking at. This game will be played in Columbus. Number five, Oregon is at Arizona. This game's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2. You know, I think Oregon may be a little sluggish in this game, but they will win. I do think they are the better team by a significant margin. BYU at Notre Dame. This is a very interesting contest. Of course, Notre Dame losing its outstanding defensive player, Lewis Nix, for the rest of the season. But I still think the Fighting Irish can pull off this win. It's in South Bend, and I just like the way the team is playing right now, and I think they will get this win. Two independent teams playing one another. Stanford, number nine, hosting Cal. Of course, after last week's loss to USC, I think Stanford will bounce back and get a very solid victory. This game's at 3 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. Number 17, Arizona State at number 14, UCLA. And I have to go with Miles Jack in that UCLA offense and defense. Miles Jack plays both ways. But they are really impressive right now. And Coach Mora, I think, is underscored. He is doing a fantastic job with that program, of course, leading the Pac-12 South once again with the inside track to get to the championship game. And perhaps this year clinch a Rose Bowl spot. That game could be a rematch between the Bruins and Oregon. That game's at 6 o'clock on Fox. And then, of course, we come to our SEC games this week. Mississippi State at Arkansas. This game's at 11:21 on the SEC Network. You tend to want to go Mississippi State because if they win out, they will be the 10th team to clinch a bid in the SEC. The other two that can do that are Tennessee, with wins over Vanderbilt and Kentucky, and Florida with wins over Georgia Southern and Florida State. I don't think Florida will be going to a bowl, but Tennessee and Mississippi State still have an opportunity to do that. Mississippi State cannot lose at Arkansas tomorrow, but I think they will. I do not like the way teams play after playing Alabama. They are usually dead in the water, and I think Mississippi State on the road will lose, and Brett Bielema's squad will get a much-needed victory this weekend. Kentucky at Georgia. Will Georgia have any problems after the absolutely heartbreaking loss from their standpoint against Auburn last weekend when Dick Marshall's pass was completed to Ricardo Lewis in the most dramatic of fashion? And this game's at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. It could be a sluggish start for Georgia, but I think by the end of the game they're that much better than the Wildcats and will win. However, basketball season is here, and Kentucky will get Georgia in basketball season, no doubt. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. This game's at 6 o'clock on ESPN2, and I look for Tennessee to win this game. I really do. I think Vanderbilt's playing well right now. They, of course, beat Georgia and Florida. First time in their history they've done that. They're at Tennessee. This is a Butch Jones team. They've been knocked around lately. They really have. They had the loss to Auburn after the loss to Missouri, both of which weren't pretty, and, of course, same can be said for Alabama, and that was after the upset victory of South Carolina. So a lot of emotional stock was put into this team and thought they could go a long way, and since they've lost three straight. But after the off week, these final two games, I believe Tennessee is going to be ready to go. I think they go 2-0 in these final games, starting with a victory of Vanderbilt at home this weekend. Number 8, Missouri at number 24, Ole Miss, 6:45 ESPN primetime game. Can Missouri win both of its final games at Ole Miss and Texas A&M at home next weekend? I like the way Missouri is playing right now. I like it enough to pick them this weekend in Oxford. I do think it will be a monumental test because I think Ole Miss is one of the teams on the rise in the SEC right now. But I don't think they'll be able to get them. I think Missouri will get out of here with a victory. But now beating Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M next week could be interesting. And we'll talk about A&M's game this week in just a moment. But first, Baylor, number 4, at number 10, Oklahoma State. Is this the spot where Baylor finally stumbles, or can Oklahoma State, they hold off Oklahoma State in Stillwater, a place where they have not had success in a long time? I think you have to go back decades and decades to find the last time Oklahoma State, or Baylor beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater. But I think that The Bears will get it done this weekend. I really like the way they're playing right now. Bryce Petty is putting up unbelievable numbers and has inserted himself into the Heisman discussion, and I just don't think Oklahoma State has what it takes So I'm going for Baylor for what I think would be a big win, perhaps even a slight upset if you take into account the lack of success they've had there. And Oklahoma State is still with only one loss, and the way they looked last week against Texas was very, very impressive. And the final game is number 12, Texas A&M at number 22, LSU. Can Johnny Manziel go into Tiger Stadium and get yet another win on the road away from Kyle Field in the SEC? Since coming to Texas A&M, Texas A&M came in the league, or since Johnny Manziel became the starting quarterback, which is either one, by the way, A&M is 9-0 in games not played in College Station. I don't think that continues this week. I think LSU becomes the first home team since A&M came to the SEC to knock off the Aggies, and I like LSU in a very interesting game. I think Johnny Manziel will put up points, but I think Zach Mettenberger's offense will as well. I like LSU's defense much better than A&M, and I think you'll see a final score somewhere around 41-38, and I think it'll be a thrilling classic game. This game can be seen at 2:30 on CBS. But that's your lineup this week. It is a fairly interesting week, but again, rivalry week next week with the Iron Bowl and so much more on tap. It will be quite a week of shows. We'll have David Sears to break down this weekend and get ready for the Iron Bowl on Monday. The College Football Professor will be with us on Wednesday, and we'll be back next Friday for the official Iron Bowl preview show. And we'll also talk about the other matchups that's coming up next week. But I'm Jacob Bunn. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the college football games as we roll on week 13 of the college football season.